Six communities around the state have asked to join Secure Communities, the controversial federal fingerprinting program aimed at deporting illegal immigrants who've been charged with crimes. The towns want to join the program before it becomes mandatory for all states in 2013. But one Massachusetts community is not waiting. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports from the town of Milford, where a fatal accident has touched off a firestorm over illegal immigration.
The town of Milford is small. The latest census says 25,000 people live in this community off Interstate 495 near Hopkinton. Town officials estimate 2,000 of them are from Ecuador. The men work in roofing, the women in service jobs. In the decades since they started coming here, these immigrants have lived more or less peacefully. But last month, an illegal immigrant from Ecuador was charged with allegedly driving drunk and running over a local man. Since then, Ecuadorians have been the target of a campaign to crack down on illegal immigrants.
We have tremendous pain. It's a situation in Milford that really has to change.
Dino DiBartolome chairs the Board of Selectmen in Milford.
The attitudes, the behavior, and we're talking about illegal immigration. If someone's a bad person, committed something wrong, he's got to go. And we need your help to do that.
When he says your help, he's reaching out to a surprising group of people, the government of Ecuador. Beatriz Almeida de Stein is Ecuador's consul in Boston. Here she is at a recent meeting with officials at Milford Town Hall.
I think it's very important just to let them understand over here about the laws. They are here and they have to respect the laws.
She says, I think it's very important just to let them understand about here, about the laws. They're here and they have to respect the laws. Almeida de Stein says it would take time, but she would educate Ecuadorians living in Milford. That doesn't seem to satisfy DiBartolome. He gives the consul 1 month to submit a report on what she's doing to fix the problem. The problem, according to some people, is a classic cultural clash. Pablo Calle is the spokesman for the Ecuadorian National Secretariat of Migrants. He says these immigrants are indigenous, speak Spanish as a second language, and they face huge cultural obstacles. That's something he says other Milford residents don't get.
They don't understand also the settings where they come from, oftentimes from rural settings where they don't have the sophistication. They don't even have gone to the cities in their own countries. So it's very hard for them to understand and to behave in ways that are accepted in the places where they live.
Still, no one at the meeting questions how a drunk driving accident, horrific as it was, became an argument against illegal immigration. So I ask DiBartolome after the meeting.
I think that population of the Ecuadorian population in Milford, from what I've seen, I've lived in Milford all my life. From what I've been told, there's a problem with the excessive drinking, driving without licenses.
Milford's chief of police wouldn't go on tape, but he says that perception of excessive drinking is likely based on complaints from residents about neighbors disturbing the peace. Many times those complaints are traced to homes of Ecuadorians after they've thrown a party. He says it's true that many are arrested for driving without licenses, but Ecuadorians are not arrested for drinking and driving any more than the rest of the population, he says. The night after the town hall meeting, Ecuador's consul in Boston meets with 100 men and women from Milford's Ecuadorian community. She tells them to behave, not to drink, not to drive without a license, to stay home. Some men here had already considered giving up the bottle, but not drive? That's almost impossible, they say. A 25-year-old single mother of two agrees. She doesn't want to use her name because she's here illegally and is afraid of losing her job and being harassed. She works at a hotel 30 minutes from Milford.
Necesidad obliga a manejar.
Necessity obligates us to drive. If we don't drive, how do we work? How do we feed our kids?
Still, she's ashamed of the alleged drunk driver who caused these problems for her and other Ecuadorians.
There needs to be justice for the murderer, but they already have him. They shouldn't go after all immigrants. We're immigrants, but we're not all murderers. So I ask for their forgiveness.
Another Ecuadorian in Milford says life here has become hostile. He doesn't want to use his name because he's here illegally.
tengo un temor mucho salir a la calle.
After the accident, I'm afraid to go out in the street because people yell insults, throw things at us from their cars. I can't go out at night. If I do, I'm afraid they'll attack me and hurt me or my family.
Si salgo por la noche, tengo temor que alguien me ataque y que nos haga daño a mí o a mi familia.
This man says he'll wait and see if the situation calms down. And if it doesn't, he may join many of the other Ecuadorians who've left town. In which case, it seems Milford may cut down on the number of illegal immigrants without even changing a law or policy. Now they're working on meeting with authorities from the Brazilian embassy to talk about the large population of Brazilians living in Milford. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonas.